KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. Former San Francisco U.S. Attorney and FBI Director Robert Mueller is back in the news. As you've heard, the man who oversaw the FBI after the September 11th attacks will lead the investigation on the Russian tampering with the 2016 presidential election. Mueller served as U.S. Attorney from 1998 until 2001 for the Northern District of California. Former U.S. Attorney Joe Russinello says Mueller is a fair investigator.
Mueller will follow the evidence wherever it leads, and he will be thorough, he will be precise, and I think people will be satisfied.
California's Democratic congressional delegation has been calling for an independent commission, which is different than a special prosecutor who works in the U.S. Department of Justice. That's what Mueller has been appointed to. Moving on now, getting a traffic ticket can be a pain for any of us. But as KQED's Suki Lewis reports, a new bill aims to overhaul California's traffic fine system.
The bill, SB 185, would set up a sliding scale for traffic fines based on income. Los Angeles Senator Bob Hertzberg, who authored the bill, says, after all, fines aren't meant to generate revenue. They're supposed to deter people from breaking the law.
It doesn't work. And the reality is there are a ton of other tools to make people pay or to make sure people abide by the law. But taking people that are poor and making that the standard is dumber than a box of rocks.
A report released yesterday by San Francisco's Task Force on Fines and Fees recommended the adoption of SB 185. Alyssa Della Piana, who was on the task force, says it might sound counterintuitive, but jurisdictions can actually collect more by making fines affordable.
When the fines are within a family's ability to pay, they will pay them. When they're out of reach, they can't.
The bill is currently being considered by the Senate Appropriations Committee. The committee estimates the state could lose hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis.
We continue our series Trump Ed now. Charter schools are sprouting up in Los Angeles like a radioactive chia pet. The city is home to more charter schools than any other U.S. city. And now, the thing about charters is that they are basically privately operated schools funded with public money. And with President Trump looking to expand charter school funding, we asked KPCC's Kyle Stokes to go check out one charter group in Los Angeles, Green Dot.
Joshua Hartford was a principal of a charter high school run by Green Dot, a big charter network in L.A., when he got some big news. He was going to be the principal of a new Green Dot middle school. In 2014, Green Dot had won a grant from the Obama administration to open or expand 20 schools in three states, and this school was going to be one of them. Hartford was so jazzed, he started recruiting teachers right away. He went to find a guy he'd taught with for 15 years.
I walked down the hallway and I went into his class and I said, we need to talk because I'm starting a middle school and I need you to come with me.
Fast forward to now.
All right. I want to get us kind of going on what we need to investigate today.
Animo Florence Firestone Middle School is wrapping up its first year with 116 students in a row of portable classrooms behind a district middle school. It can cost Green Dot up to $3 million to open a new school before any students arrive. This grant Green Dot won covered as much as $800,000 of that.
To have 30% of the funding there is valuable to us. It was exciting to us.
Green Dot Vice President Chad Salio says that money helps pay for a building, curriculum, computers, tables, chairs, books. But the school still needs philanthropy to come through for the other 70%, which is why Salio's not sure a wave of new charter schools is coming, even if the amount Trump's proposed for charter school grants comes through.
The $500 million, big number, but and it's an if, right? But it still is relatively small compared to the money locally that has to happen to get schools off the ground.
And in Los Angeles, there's another factor to consider. Politics. Charter school expansion is already a deeply divisive issue here. The union representing LA Unified School District teachers argues charters leech money and students out of traditional public schools. So teachers union president Alex Caputo Pearl has been playing up Trump's charter school ties.
Are you with Betsy DeVos and Donald Trump, or are you with students, parents, and teachers? Are we going to put that question to Democrats? All right.
That's Caputo Pearl at a rally on the day before the president's inauguration in January. Most of the speakers focused on Trump's rhetoric toward immigrants and Muslims. But when I asked fourth grader Luna Cruz at the rally what message she would send to the president, she focused on Trump's school choice stance.
It's not fair that you're doing this. You shouldn't be doing this. You need to stop.
Doing what?
Trying to turn public schools into charters.
This is now an operative question in LA politics. Does opposing President Trump mean you also oppose charter schools?
It would be much more valuable for me, frankly, if he would just say he hates charter schools.
Caprice Young is the head of the Magnolia Network of Charter Schools.
The fact that Trump supports charter schools gives the opposition to charter schools in California an opportunity to somehow equate charter schools with the things that Trump cares about that most Californians are opposed to.
Some charter school groups have been pushing back. In March, several big charter school chains, including the network we heard from earlier, Green Dot, co-signed a newspaper op-ed saying they couldn't support Trump's budget. Even though it included more money for charter expansion, it also called for deep cuts to broader education programs. For the California Report, I'm Kyle Stokes in Los Angeles.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement. PersonalCapital.com. Barracuda Networks, cloud-ready firewalls engineered for today's next-generation business networks. Learn more at barracuda.com/cloud-ready. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
California glam rock reigned supreme 30 years ago in the music world. That was until a group of grungy, flannel-wearing dudes from the Northwest took hard rock and married it with lyrics about Big Hurt. One of those grunge architects was Chris Cornell. And we found out this morning that the lead singer of Soundgarden, Chris Cornell, died in Detroit. He was 52 years old. And that's the California Report for Thursday, May 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.